There could be a little something for everyone when AIG pays back its bailout money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It may take a little while, but the insurance giant AIG is on the road to repaying billions it got in bailouts. Taxpayers pulled the company out of the financial abyss during the meltdown more than 2 years ago. The U.S. Treasury stands to break even, and there's going to be a nice bonus for one of the big banks that got bailouts of its own. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
The U.S. Treasury and AIG have taken pitches from a who's who of investment banking, Goldman Sachs, B of A, Citigroup, and others. They want to underwrite AIG's first stock offering since the bailout and takeover by U.S. taxpayers. Their potential profit, $300 million. Bank analyst Bert Ely says they'll have to work for it.
The real challenge is to be able to get top dollar for what had been damaged goods.
Damaged because of AIG's legacy of catastrophic financial risks. The underwriters will have to convince investors they're buying a different AIG, safe, streamlined, and poised for profit selling boring old insurance. University of Portland finance professor Richard Gritta says this is a bailout story turned good.
Government has kept the financial system in place by bailing out a couple of key firms, and the taxpayer's not going to have paid a dime.
It's likely the government will recoup its remaining $50 billion investment when AIG sells stock later this year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A Massachusetts renewable energy company spent a ton of money building a high-tech plant to make solar panels. But 3 years and $165 million later, the company says lights out. From station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Evergreen Solar says it has no choice but to produce in China instead. And with the Massachusetts plant go 800 jobs. But worker Andrew Koenigsberg doesn't blame his bosses. He blames Congress.
Even though the company has worked really hard to bring a product to market, it's just not a level playing field. China's pushing for alternative energy and we're not.
Stephen Lacey analyzes the industry for RenewableEnergyWorld.com. He says the U.S. and Europe used to dominate solar, not anymore.
China is going to do for solar panels what it did for tennis shoes, and that is drive down the costs as rapidly as possible. And we as an industry need this.
Lacey sees a ray of hope because the cheaper solar energy gets, the bigger the industry gets. Steve Rhodes is the CEO of the solar company Satcon. He plans on adding 100 positions over 2 years in Boston.
It's our corporate headquarters, so we're doing all of our R&D, all of our engineering.
Massachusetts taxpayers wish they'd had a better plan. They gave Evergreen Solar $58 million to build its plant. Now they may only get $3 million back. In Boston, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Global shares are mostly lower at the moment, about 0.5%. European plane maker Airbus said today orders in 2010 surpassed U.S. rival Boeing. Airbus reported it fulfilled a record 510 aircraft orders, nearly doubling orders from the year before. Boeing said it delivered 462 planes last year. Wall Street Friday, stocks ended the week on a high note. The Dow Jones Industrials added 55 points to close at 11,787. For the week, the Dow tacked on 1%. U.S. markets, however, are closed today for the Martin Luther King holiday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt, it's more car than electric. And by Microsoft, providing comprehensive business solutions for the cloud. You can learn more at microsoft.com/cloud.
For urban farmers these days, goats are all the rage, with homegrown parsley and backyard chicken coops so last year. Many green-thumbed city slickers are turning to goats. But as Brendan Francis Noonan found out when he visited writer Novella Carpenter at her urban farm in Oakland, California, raising goats isn't for rookies.
goats are definitely advanced topics, and I would not recommend it as a first thing that you get unless you've researched the heck out of it. It ends up, you know, you spend a lot of money, and if you do a cost analysis, like if I looked at it like, how much would a quart of milk cost? I mean, it'd be like $10 or something.
Are they even legal to have?
Yeah, actually, it is legal to have goats in Oakland. You can't have male goats because male goats smell really bad, as I found out when we had Mr. Lincoln come visit the farm for a couple days for stud service.
Wait, Mr. Lincoln is the stud goat?
Yeah, Mr. Lincoln. He has a long, righteous beard. So he, like, kind of moved in with the girls, and at first they were playing it cool. You know, they didn't even look at him or pay attention, and then they started to smell that odor that he has.
Oh, Mr. Lincoln.
Oh, it's so alluring. And you know what that is? It's actually they pee on themselves.
Yeah. Well, can we meet the goats?
Yeah, let's go meet BB and Ginger.
Are they going to attack me?
No. They're sweet. Look at them. They're little angels. That's Ginger. And then that's BB. These guys are both pregnant. Maybe you can't tell. The untrained eye might not be able to.
Yeah, I can't tell. But I did notice she wasn't drinking.
Yeah, well, she's not smoking either. It's amazing what she's given up for these babies.
All right, well, the reason you have these goats isn't because they're cute, right?
Well, they're what I call pets with benefits. Their milk is so good. And then it makes really, really creamy, yummy cheese, too.
So how often do they have to be milked?
A lot of people who have goats milk them twice a day, but I want to have a social life, so I milk them only once a day.
What is their life expectancy?
An old goat, 12 years maybe, but after they are done giving birth, you can just send them off to some petting zoo.
How is she going to feel? Like, you know, you're not there for her golden years?
You know, it's not like that. We're not best friends, you know? We don't have, like, deep conversations over coffee.
Writer Novella Carpenter speaking with Brendan Francis Noonan of our sister show, The Dinner Party Download. That's available, by the way, through our website, marketplace.org. Finally, while some men and women cannot live on goat's milk and cheese alone, Chris Voigt found a way to live only on potatoes. For 2 months, eating nothing but potatoes. Au gratin, baked French fries, you name it, Voigt ate it, all in the name of protesting school lunch cuts in his home state of Washington and touting the health benefits of potatoes. Comes as no surprise, then, that the Washington State Potato Commission, for which Voigt works, rewarded his pro-spud efforts by naming him Washington Potato Man of the Year. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Migrant workers go overseas to find jobs. They go home when those jobs go away.
Spain has deflated like a balloon. For migrants in general, employment has disappeared. A huge number of Latinos have been laid off. This is why people are going back to their home countries.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Bolivian expats repatriates. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.